But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Some love. I'd be a rich man.
I was drunk.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
I'm down 2 pounds, Dibbers.
Attaboy.
Shout out Abundant Life.
I disagree with you.
I think I don't like you, Willard. You know what? You bother me.
You know what? Yeah. I got to be honest with you. And I would never do Abundant a Life. They're incredible. And they've done a wonderful job transforming your body, Dibs.
Thank you, Matt.
But wow. I kind of feel like, you know what? Let me go on the Steinmetz regimen and I'll match Abundant Life pound for pound in terms of coming weight coming off.
Yeah, Dibs gave you love about how you do it, losing weight.
What
is the Steinmetz system? I'd like to hear that, actually.
A lot of fasting.
Just stop eating?
Basically.
All right. It's good. Christmas is a good time to do that.
You know, I'll try to, you know, maybe today I have a couple light beers, then skip dinner.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
The Steiny plan.
You're like my
college
dad.
College diet.
My dad wanted to lose weight. Just imagine, right? You're looking at a
lunch.
Just your traditional lunch plate, right? You've got a sandwich. Right, maybe a protein in the middle. You have a vegetable or a fruit, and you have some chips.
Sure.
And he goes, I want to lose weight. So what does he remove from that plate?
The veggies.
The sandwich. I'm like, what's the... No, Dad. Don't just go on a Fritos diet. That's not... I don't think that's how you do it. But you do you.
Tell them what the show's been about, Mouth, and let's see what they think.
Is it sports?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of it.
Yeah. You know, just...
Well, I'd like to hear Dibs.
Should I
recap it?
Let me just...
Oh, yeah, play
Let's go. George Kittle yesterday after they beat the Bears.
I think the message was we need to play with more of a sense of urgency and play desperate because you just haven't really sensed that. And, like, I've been on teams where it felt like, was it 2 years ago we were on an eight, nine game win streak, whatever that was. And it literally felt like every play people were just scratching, clawing and fighting for everything. And I'm not going to call anybody out. Like we've all not taken a play off, but like, you know, just not fought our hardest on every given play. And that was kind of the message, like, guys, just put it all out there because we have the players, we have the playmakers, we have the play call and we have everything to win games. But like we have to do it out of desperation. And when you're playing desperate and you're playing like, hey, if we don't win this game, our season potentially is over. That desperation fuels guys in different ways. And it's just how you take that and how you channel that energy. And I thought our guys did a great job of that today.
Yeah, and so I just want to, anybody who over the course of the last 11 or 12 weeks said, you know what, I just don't think this team's playing with urgency. And I just not playing with enough desperation. Go ahead and take your victory lap. Take your victory lap. Because your starting tight end just said that. We're not fighting, clawing, scratching for every yard like we did a couple years ago.
Question is why? That's me. That's
let me tell you about a marathon.
Oh, God. I heard this earlier.
And, you know what? Evan and I just...
As a man who's actually run a marathon, the only one in the room, I believe, your analogy was decent at best.
C minus.
Please. And the math of it was way off, but I was going to let that go because you've never done it. And I understand it. And you can come back the next year and still run a marathon that fast. And I heard your analogy. It was painstaking.
I should have used four marathons a year then.
That's what I should have done.
But I knew that if I used four marathons a year, people were not going to be able to equate that. But my point is the 49ers are a team that's run three marathons in the last 2 years. And now they had to run another one at the start of the season. And there are other people that are in that race who haven't run three marathons in a year who've been training to run a good one. And you know it takes a lot of, what's it called? You got to peak at the right time. And I just think like the 49ers have run a lot of marathons and maybe they didn't run the first half of the marathon.
The Chiefs though, right?
That's different though.
Ah.
Because I think the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs are essentially having the same kind of season as the Niners. They just won all their close games. The Niners didn't. And I'll chalk a lot of that up to Mahomes.
Well, well, you can choke a lot of
that. Before you
go,
let me just jump in because I want you to respond to what I'm going to say. When I heard that, I'm not saying he's wrong. That's his reality. I thought, well, that's the coach's job.
Okay, to motivate.
He's saying his reality.
To motivate.
No, not to motivate, but to see that you guys are half-assed and are not playing with urgency.
You know better than that. What do you mean? You have teenagers and young 20-year-olds, so you just tell them.
But they're not multimillionaires.
You just tell them
players.
You tell them to have urgency, and then they do?
No, Willard. No, this is a natural. We disagree.
No, but fine.
That's an indictment on coaches, right?
I disagree.
There. Okay, why?
I disagree because urgency is not created with words. Urgency is created by, in my opinion, a feeling that is in your actual belly. You actually have to feel fear for that urgency to come. And another person cannot put that in you. You have to feel
Whose
that.
Whose responsibility is it
all
to?
All of them. Everybody.
No, there's the not all to, of them. There's coaches and there's players. There are difference. There's parents and kids.
Of course.
Parents got the authority.
So what? So the kids are free from responsibility?
So if you're Kyle Shanahan and you hear your stud tight end say that in week 13, that's an indictment on the coaches.
That can be your opinion.
That's fine.
And I don't think that Kyle Shanahan or anybody has the power to go to other adult men and create urgency in them. You can do that with words. That's all a coach can do. What do you want him to do? Walk around with a bat and act like he's going to swing it at him? You can't do that with words. And the problem, and I think this is what Steiny's point that he's talking about, the problem and the difference between the 49ers and the Chiefs and the marathons they've run is that the Chiefs have won the marathons and the 49ers did not. Therefore, they have not received the fruit which makes all of the effort worth it. And instead, they receive what people refer to as a Super Bowl hangover, which is more just the dread of, oh my God, we've got to now try to climb this mountain again after doing it all these times and not getting the fruit. And so what I think it led to was too many 49er players who do not believe that the regular season was a threat. And you can't tell them that it is. They have to feel it. And I don't think they felt it until Geno Smith went right down the field with 2 minutes to go. And in that moment, it was, oh, crap, we're actually in trouble. And then their next chance to go back out there, they got on a plane to Wisconsin without the quarterback. And they and now you're really in trouble.
So I'm just asking. They're 6-7 because of a hangover.
No,
You can do whatever you want,
but they're 6-7 for 1,000 reasons. But you spotlighted one thing and said that's an indictment on coaching. I don't believe a human being can create urgency in another human being. You have to feel that.
Your boss's job is to motivate or light the fire under their employees.
Sure.
Okay, and there's different ways to do that.
Yes, and
so
the employees have a responsibility when that can be told to them.
Or they're blind to the fact that they're doing and then they get pulled to the side.
I bet if you got Matt Nahegan in here right now, he'd agree with me. That he's been trying to create urgency to everybody in this industry for 2 years.
That's different.
It's not different. He's a boss.
You mean radio
employees.
And football aren't different?
No, I'm gonna give you one.
Voice. You're the one who took it there. You said a boss to his employees. He's the boss. We're the employees. And I guarantee you, he would look at certain things that hosts do and go, "You're not hearing me.
Well,
you're not chop chopping enough." That's my belief. I don't think a person can create urgency in another person. I think they have to actually feel threatened. And I don't think the 49ers were until it became too late. Potentially too late. Probably too late.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not what you said.
I know he repeated basically what I said verbatim.
That's what you heard, your knee Q-tips.
Yeah.
Because that was different.
Yeah, very, very, very similar.
Your thoughts, Dibs?
I think that I'm team guru here because ultimately you as an individual have to motivate yourself, but the leader has to be able to set you in a spot where you feel the urgency. And maybe you can do that through threatening somebody's starting job, Devondre Campbell, or you see what happened with Jair Brown. He's no longer starting because Hufanga came back. So is he not feeling a certain amount of urgency and a certain amount of pressure because he's now lost his job? So I do think that it lies on the individual in the most part, but as a leader, it's your job to make sure your players are feeling the motivation and they're feeling the ability to go out there and get the job done. And none of this would be an issue if they wouldn't have blown those three games earlier in the year. So because of that, and you go to Green Bay and you get motorboated and Buffalo crushes you in a scheduled loss in the snow, now it's easy to feel urgency at 5-7. Yeah. I get that.
And I'm going to double back to you, Will, because this is what I told Stani. Okay, let's say you're right, but it's apparent because he said it into the mic. Week 13, said player said he feels like the team hadn't been playing. Mm-hmm. Not on purpose, but I guess what I'm saying is, why couldn't Kyle or his job, what if he were to see that week 8 or 9 and they could have caught it earlier? That's my biggest takeaway of, okay, he's saying this to us now in week 13, but a coach's job, coach, they watch film. Kyle, I've never watched the Niners, and I don't, said effort is lacking. So what if Kyle was so into tune with his game and his players,
he
would have knew in week 8, hey, Kyle, let me talk. You guys aren't doing this, and they would have caught it earlier.
You didn't question effort with Chase Young against Detroit in January? We absolutely did.
But that's in a season to where we're in the playoffs and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Again, and
that's an individual. Yeah, it's not a collective.
Right. But it was a collective. Yeah. It was more than just him. Right. I use him as an example.
Who else was not giving effort?
The run defense.
We look at that one play
that
because he actually stopped.
No, but the whole run defense was absolutely absurd in the first half of that game. But my point is, like, to your example,
quicker.
But how do we, like, you? There's an assumption in there that I just can't go with, that Kyle didn't say anything week 9.
Well, exactly.
Or he didn't say anything week 6. Or he didn't say anything week 3.
And so what do you think Kyle would say if one of the media members, I'm just being real,
yeah,
played that for him and just wanted his thoughts? Do you think
that's a good question.
I would have been like, damn, y'all put me on Front Street, not trying to put me on Front Street, because it looks like I didn't do that. And they had to go police themselves. And my job is to have a pulse on all 53 players.
And this is where I'll defend Mark and Steiny to the extent that you can motivate, but if the person that you're trying to motivate is not being motivated by your speaking or your actions, well, then you're just, you know, whizzing into the wind and it's not going to work. And Mark uses the analogy about being a parent with kids and, you know, he's got a senior in high school and he can motivate his kid to get up at 7 o'clock and have a good breakfast and off you go to school and you go through and you try to motivate him and you get through 71 straight days where he's either late or not eating breakfast or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know your situation, but.
Yeah, you kind of do. I told him this last week. If you want to use.
But
the analogy works. I'm not saying that they're on the 49ers, but I am telling you right now, two things are very clear. A, my words alone cannot motivate them. And B, if we had radio shows about the job that I'm doing with the three of them and their output is what we're all judging, I would have been fired 3 years ago. Fired.
I appreciate the honesty.
Fired.
Parenting is like a marathon when you think about it, Steiny.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
I'm him.
Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, I firmly believe that over the course of the season, Kyle Shanahan told the Niners multiple times, we're not good enough yet, or we're not playing well enough. We got to play harder. We got to play tougher. We got to be more physical. Like, to me, those are all the same ways of saying, you know, we got to create more urgency. And I'd be shocked if he never said it. But I do agree. Like, Mark, you'll like this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
I say, you know, and everyone's like, well, why now? Why now? I'm like, well, because they're 5-7. And if they lose, they're done. Just like, when does an alcoholic decide that one's my last one?
When you absolutely 100% feel the fear of I'm going to die if we don't do this today.
I agree.
Rock bottom.
Not it might not go well if I don't do it today.
Means you're not quite ready.
Here's an example of Kyle Shanahan. I do like that, but when I look at what Shanahan did, this is where I think that he missed the bar.
All right.
So we had Ronnie Bell drop a very important pass, which didn't directly result in a loss, but it kind of did. And Ronnie Bell was allowed to still be a Niner for 5 more weeks, and then you cut him. Here's an idea. If you want to motivate, when he drops the ball, you cut him. You cut that man. You cut that man the next day and you tell your team, guess what, fellas? Mm. This is not going to be tolerated. Instead, well, you know, we're going to give Ronnie a few more chances and stuff. And it was kind of a flaccid move to cut him 5 weeks later.
That's kind of a hard thing to do on a physical mistake, and you should not raise your voice today.
It's too late. And Ronnie Bell has been making those mistakes over and over. And I don't know if you watched a lot of Red Zone yesterday.
Over and over.
I don't know if you saw Ray McCloud. Doing his thing with the Atlanta Falcons.
Fumbled the game away.
Dropped the pass. Fumbled the game away. Ray McCloud.
He's a fumbler.
So if you want to motivate, there's ways you can motivate. But Kyle didn't do it, and so.
Well, and I also think, okay, Ronnie Bell, I'll go with you on. But if, you know, let's say Christian McCaffrey comes back, and Kyle's like, something's missing, you know. Whether it's explosion, I mean, what are you gonna take him out? You're gonna have to say he'll get better. He'll get better.
Yeah, well, right? But that's foolish to take him out.
Okay, but that's one of the problems with the Niners. They've all proven they're great players. What's he gonna do? There's like 11 guys he'll never touch,
right?
Because he can't touch Kittle, can't touch Purdy, can't touch McCaffrey. Can't touch Trent.
Yeah.
Can't touch Bosa. Can't touch Warner.
If Greenlaw gives up a completion on Thursday night, should they publicly announce contract extension?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, no, but Willard, to Stiney's point.
These are physical mistakes. Like,
Play Greenlaw 90% of the game.
Whatever, however much they play.
But if I ask you what ails the 24 Niners, I don't think, you can answer right now, I don't think Mark Willard's number one answer is going to be they weren't playing with the urgency that Kittle talked about.
There are many things. Okay. I don't know what the number one answer is. I don't think.
Have you seen a lack of effort this year from him?
I think that's not the phrase that I would use.
Mm.
It's not lack of effort. Like so many people think that they are giving max effort every day. And if somebody was chasing them, they'd get faster. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to agree with you.
They're like somewhere in the whole humanness of all of this. I think there was a disease of the regular season is not a threat. And nobody
starts at the top.
Everything starts at the top. Well, that's true.
I won't excuse Kyle Shanahan for allowing that.
You can do whatever you want, but
I'm not going to excuse Kyle Shanahan for allowing that to pervade.
It's not allowing it, Dibs. Nobody would look each other in the eye and say that. It's just in there. Mm. They don't think they think it, but they do because it's just in there. The way that the analogy I've always used is that you could, like Stiney just talked about fasting. He could fast for 3 days, but he's not as hungry as someone who does not have access to food. Like, he's just not. And you can't then say, oh, it's this other person's responsibility to make me feel even hungrier. Like, it doesn't work that way. Somewhere in there, based on the history of this team, I think they didn't really, truly believe the regular season was a threat.
They took it for granted.
They did not think that the NFC West had any damn chance of beating them.
I don't disagree with you.
Wrong.
But when that attitude is pervasive, where does that lie in terms of responsibility?
The leader. On each and every one of them because they're
I can't believe you won't assign blame.
I can't believe this.
He's the head coach. And you think
that a human being can look at a room full of adults and just with words, and all of them would go, oh, my
God,
he's right.
Actions, leadership. Yeah. Eberflus lost his job because they blew six straight games that they probably could have won.
Eberflus lost his job because they're a moronic organization who hasn't gotten it right for 40 years.
What about if at training camp, Kyle Shanahan got the team together and he goes, you know, my dad's been in this league forever. I've been in this league forever. You know, where we are right now as a team after the last 5 years we had, tough loss. I'm just telling you guys right now, this year, I know you don't want to hear it, but this year is actually going to be harder by 5 times than the last 2 years. And it's because we're mentally tired. I think we're physically probably more banged up than we think. So I'm just telling you right now, this year is going to be a bear.
and we're going to have to be prepared for it. And there's just no other doubt about it. We're going to have to find a level maybe that we haven't even found, if you can believe that.
And Deebo Samuel's answer was, we've been the best team in the league for a while now. Yeah, coach. We got
it. And I like it to a, let's liken it to a marathon, Dibs.
I love this.
The world record for a marathon is what, 208?
I believe it's sub 2 hours now.
Oh, my God.
Is it really?
Well, absurd. Somebody ran, it's a little bit of a nuanced question because there is a sub 2 hour marathon that was run, but it was not sanctioned.
Gotcha.
There was like a pace vehicle, and they did it at a NASCAR track.
Oh, okay.
There were, I believe, four Kenyans who ran it, and the winner was like 159 and change.
But what I'm getting at is, like, I liken it to, okay, they ran a marathon last year, and they ran in 212, and they're like, damn, that was our personal best. But you still finished in second place. And now they're like, we got another marathon coming up this year. And we've got to run our best ever. We got to run our best ever marathon this year. But we might not be able to do it because a lot of the past marathons have now taken it out of us.
Willard, you used a word. I love you, pal. But listen, you used the word fear. Mm-hmm. So the late, great Chuck Daly, I believe, managed with a natural fear. Pat Riley, Field, the great ones, Bill Walsh. This is not on Kyle. I'm just wondering, when I heard you say fear, I've worked for managers. I'm not an athlete. Did manage with fear. Your job, you would be replaced or fired. It's the most uncomfortable feeling. You think about work the night before. When you said fear, could there be ball coaches, you think, in the NFL? I think I know my answer. Didn't manage with fear to where maybe they're in week 13, their star tight end wouldn't say we didn't know what we weren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And there could be. I don't think you see it in sports very much anymore. I don't respond to it as a person. And I think that's part of what we're talking about here. When you're managing a football team, you're talking about 60 to 70 different people. And we all know that everybody responds to different kinds of managing and coaching. And that's why I say what I say. It's not to excuse Kyle, because he's in the building too. So it's all of them. It's all of them. And you can't just go in front of the room and say one thing and everybody gets it. I just don't believe in that.
Bill Belichick never had a problem going year after year, running marathon after marathon.
As soon as he was there. Before he had Tom and after he had Tom, he had all kinds of problems.
But for the 17 years he had Tom, he didn't seem to have an issue with this whole marathon. And why did that happen?
Because the players were actually leading the way.
Well, Tom, you can take the credit away from Bill.
I did a show for three years.
It's all the same.
Remember when Brady said this team can coach itself?
I worked a show for 3 years
with someone who was in the locker room. No doubt.
What did he say? Let me tell you.
And he said, I don't know how we got motivated because, boy, this marathon stuff is really taxing.
He told you that the Patriot way takes over the building at such a level. Bill doesn't need to talk to anybody. Bill didn't talk to anybody.
Well, that's kudos.
Who created the Patriot way? Yeah, Bill and Tom.
So what's the Niner way? The Niner way is roll over in the fourth quarter.
Come on, man. What are we doing? Now you're just being a fireballer.
What's the Niner way? Tell me what the Niner way is.
I don't know what the Niner way is.
Yeah. Thank you, Jed.
All I know is that under Kyle Shanahan, it has usually meant a deep playoff run.
Right.
I don't know any other team that has a, quote, way. That's the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL, and it clearly actually had more to do with the quarterback than the coach.
The Chiefs have
a way. But if you want to cherry pick it, you can.
I'm not cherry picking. You're talking about teams who can or can't motivate. The Patriots were able to do it, whether it was because of this way in the players or whatever it was. The Niners don't have it.
No, because they don't have the greatest quarterback who's ever lived.
Nor do they have the greatest coach who's ever lived.
I think we can agree to let it there.
Well, there. Yeah,
yeah, then we'll be listening.
Sure.
I mean, what a bar. What a bar.
That's a great combo.
Let's just punt on the rest of the year because, you know.
Oh, no.
We're tired. We ran a marathon last year.
No, they're trying.
And I'm leg weary.
Now you're making fun, and that's when I draw the line, and I draw it on 95.7, the game.